Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who've seen it all, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I don't know how many times a farmer rancher has commented to me, I'm going to tell you something, Jim, I thought I'd seen it all. Along came 2019. Very simply, this year's snow and rain of epic proportion has been truly devastating for a lot of the state. But as Anthony Bly, SDSU Extension Soil Field Specialist, puts it, our farmers are hugely resilient. They've learned that as bad as something may be, those families to deal with it, and there's things they can do. We begin with cover crops like oats or turnips or barley or radishes, to name a few. Bly tells us the soil has a whole ecosystem full of microbiology and fungi dependent upon a living root, which is where cover crops enter the picture. We know that bare soil is undesirable due to the potential for wind and water erosion. In that regard, it's prudent to check which residual herbicides might be in your soil to give those cover crops the best chance of success. On May 31st, the USDA announced a special June 28th, 2019 batching period for assistance through EQIP that provides financial and technical help, including $5,000 for those cover crops. Farmers should check with their local NRCS office for details. I'd add it's also very important you keep in touch with your insurance agent. He reminds us our producers are a strong bunch, that the younger ones learn from the older ones, and that's why we so enjoy watching two and three generations work together. We need to get through these times to ensure that it continues that way. Bly also discussed a very important related topic. That's the fact that sometimes the stress simply becomes too much to handle. He urges farmers to obtain help if they need it. Avera Health offers a 24-hour, toll-free, confidential hotline. I encourage you to write it down. 800-691-4336. Governor Kristi Noem and many others have endorsed the importance of this research. Finally, all farm and ranch families should know that urban neighbors have you in their prayers and good thoughts. We hope it helps just a little. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, hang in as best you can, and thanks for all that you do.